reclaim your power and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. Unfettered, unflinching, unafraid. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy, unfiltered.
Filtered show coming to you live today from not too sunny Palm Springs, California, but we're glad to have you here. Our next guest works with me, and she runs Margo's Community Center, which is a part of the Love for Margo Foundation that is our nonprofit 501c3 that we have in Oakland, California. And part of the foundation, it started originally to work with women below the poverty line while they battle cancer, providing them with financial resources and when they needed emergency funds, providing them with education, providing them with other healing, natural healing protocols to strengthen their system as they go through the chemotherapy and the radiation and what have you. And so after doing that for 5 or 6 years, it wasn't going to be sustainable in the long run for me. I just financially, I couldn't raise money, get others to help support me in that work. And I was putting tons of money, of my own personal money in there. And just, being wasted in my view, because these women, I would, you know, pay their rent or pay for their medicine or buy them organic vegetables. And they would typically get sicker and eventually die. And I felt like we weren't really using that money as wisely as we could. So then we went into providing more education and tools like that, which we're continuing to do. But recently, about a year ago, we decided, hey, what can we do with youth? You know, this is the future. So we started working with kids that come out of foster care or juvenile delinquency. And I'm so happy to have as a guest now our executive director for the Love for Margo Foundation. Her name is Talia Bennett, and she's created Margo's Community Center. And she's going to share with us what she's doing there in Oakland for these kids. Talia, you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike.
Hello. You look beautiful today. So glad you could join us.
So thank please, you for having me.
Our pleasure. Please tell the listener what you're doing there in Oakland for these kids.
Yes, absolutely. We are servicing predominantly system-involved youth ages 15 through 24 right here at Margo's Community Center. And just like Mike just explained, he was doing a lot of work, already working with predominantly women of color, servicing them, helping them. And we have now just expanded our services to supporting these youth that are system involved. So here at Margo's Community Center, we offer community membership and support services for youth 15 through 24. Our mission is to help youth identify a career pathway that leads to educational success. So we have about 37 community members right now, and we have two programs. We have an automotive program, and we have an Apple certification program, which is basically our music production and video production program. So just a little bit about each program. With our automotive program, these youth come in and they take different classes. We teach them hands-on light maintenance and repair. We actually have a lift. We have our own student auto body shop. It's really a replica of Oakland VW's auto body shop. And so these youth are working with a master mechanic who works for Oakland VW, and he teaches them the hands-on portion. We also teach these youth about automotive sales, because a lot of them kind of have a gift for gab. They're really good with kind of their mouthpiece and customer service, but we want to really teach them about being professional. So we have a top sales advisor that comes over. He's also employed by Oakland VW, and he comes over and he teaches his curriculum about what automotive sales is all about and kind of the foundation of it, which is wonderful. So in addition to that, our biggest thing is, you know, we're taking these kids who are pretty much unemployable and we're getting them to a point to where they are employable. So we teach them life skills. They do these workshops where they're learning about, hey, how do you interview? How do you show up on time? And how do you create a resume? Financial literacy. We have an online program where they learn about how to budget their money. You know, how should they spend their money? We also provide something that's called trauma-informed case management for them, because a lot of them have experienced some form of trauma. They're either coming out of the foster care system, or they've been plagued by violence somewhere here in the Oakland community. And so this is Mike Murphy's, this is a part of his foundation. It's a part of some of the work that he's doing. He's doing a lot of great work, and we commend that. But the work and the support that he's giving these youth are absolutely amazing. We also teach them about the law of attraction. We have curriculum that Mike Murphy has designed for the creation frequency. So they're learning about that, and they're able to take that and really apply it to their day-to-day lives, along with the financial literacy, the life skills that we're giving them, the mentoring that we're giving them. And, you know, it's really changing their lives. They come here, they have a safe, fun place to be and to learn. We also have a recording studio here for them. And so they make music. They take music production classes, video production classes. We are an authorized Apple training center. So they actually are learning about the software portion of Logic Pro and Final Cut Pro, which is Apple software. Last summer, we launched our very first summer employment program here at Marcos Community Center, and we graduated 37 youth, and they all received their certificates in financial literacy and their Apple certification badges. So we're doing great work right here in Oakland. Right now, we're really focused on raising money and fundraising. We've been applying for tons of grants, and we're really just trying to let the community know all of the great work that Mike Murphy is supporting, and, you know, him being behind this. Our youth really look up to him and the work that he's doing. We talk about Mountains of Hope in Columbia. We talk about the Creation Frequency. You know, our kids have read the Creation Frequency book, and some of them have actually met Mike Murphy as well. So, yeah, we're doing great work right here for the Love for Margo Foundation.
Well, tell you, you know, first of all, thank you so much. Again, folks, here's another person that's pouring her heart and soul into others, youth, you know, young adults that have either come out of foster care or the juvenile delinquency system, or at risk, because, you know, Oakland's not the easiest place in the world to grow up in. And there's a lot of dangers of gangs and drugs and all those kind of things. And she works really, really hard every day and pours her life into these kids. And so basically she's teaching them technology using Apple. They're teaching them how to use all the Apple products, how to, with the recording studio, how to create audio, how to create videos. We do give them the Creation Frequency online course. This show is sponsored by the Creation Frequency online course. We have a special offer. It's go learn more about it. You can go to Mike Murphy Unfiltered, click the link for the Creation Frequency. If you put in the promo code radio, all caps, radio, R-A-D-I-O, all caps, will take the price down from $397 to $197, $200 discount, and will donate $100 of the $197 in your name. You'll get a tax deduction receipt. We'll donate $100 in your name to what Talia's doing there to support these kids. So Talia, just thank you so much for coming on. And I know you're right. You know, we're running low on funds. I happen to know intimately. And so, but you're right around the corner from getting some powerful grants. So if anybody would like to support this work, if you were a troubled youth yourself, or if you've struggled with your own children and seen them turn around, or somebody helped them and you want to support what this young woman's doing there in Oakland, I think she has 50 kids in their class right now, learning all these skills.
Yes.
And so, you know, the kids get a stipend. We're paying the teachers. We're spending a lot of money and we're running low. So if you want to support this work, just go to lovefrommargo.org, make a donation. It's the purest foundation that I know of. You know, we're not sexy. We're not glamorous. We don't have great marketing, but 90% of every dollar donated goes to really affect somebody's life, whether it be a woman with cancer or a kid learning how to grow up and go out and be a, good citizen, taxpaying citizen. So I hope you're going to support that work. Tell us how much for joining us today, and we hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Now, along those lines, folks, you know, the Love for Margo Foundation for me has been a labor of law since, you know, my wife passed away in June of 2011. And immediately after that, I met a woman named Amanda that was the seed that created the Love for Margo Foundation. And I started working with hundreds of women with cancer. And it was very, very difficult work. And it's something that I don't do as much of anymore, because one, I don't have the time and I don't have the resources. If you'll buy this course, The Creation Frequency, now I paid $350 for this in 1982, which is $1,200 in today's dollars. And it showed me how to make millions of dollars in my life, and more importantly, to create a really beautiful life. So I really encourage you, get the book. It's at Amazon. It's like 10, 11 bucks. The app is free. You'll learn about the app in the book. It's one of the most powerful things you can do to manifest the desire of your hearts, to bring into the physical reality what you truly desire. But buy the course. You know, it's normally $397. Put in the promo code radio. Get it for $197. We'll donate $100 in your name to Love for Margo Foundation. Everybody that's taken the course has just been blown away by it and has radically changed the quality of their life. So I encourage you to do this, and you'll be helping others besides you. Or if you know someone, a son or someone in your life that's struggling with an addiction or an illness or just really going nowhere in their life, I promise you, anybody that takes this course and does the work and then follows the simple directions, their life will radically improve. That I can promise you. So with that said, I am looking for some volunteers for Love for Margo Foundation to help me build this back up and to help these women with cancer. We're creating this beautiful healing center in Columbia, where we hope to offer scholarships where women can go and get free of the toxicity and get into the mountains in the fresh air and use other healing protocols to heal themselves, hopefully. So hopefully you'll support that work. But along those lines, we did an interview with a young woman that came across my field of vision recently, and her name is Karen Hopper, and she's stage 4 breast cancer right now, and she's fighting pretty much by herself. She's doing a new kind of a more cutting edge type of chemotherapy called insulin potentiation therapy, where it's low dose, but she's paying for all this herself. So the Love for Margo Foundation has already given her $1,000. We've pledged another $1,000 to her, which we'll be mailing out next week, but that's just a drop in the bucket. I think her weekly cancer therapies are like $2,000 a week. So she has a GoFundMe page. So I'm going to have you watch this little interview I did with her, and then you can hopefully go and help her, whether it's $5, $10, whatever you can do to help this young woman. I promise your life will be blessed. And after this little video, I'll come back on, and then we'll bring on our next guest, Josh Mason from the Detox Dudes, is going to really show you how to, one, get these chemicals out of our body so that we can avoid getting cancer in our own life. So, Kat, if you would cue up that video, I'd appreciate it. Welcome to Mike Murphy Unfiltered. And so we have a special guest with us today. I'm going to preface this introduction. Her name is Karen Hopper, and she was referred to our Love for Margo Foundation because she's going through cancer. And so we've pledged $2,000, which is our maximum emergency funding that we give to clients that approach us in a particular issue. And so the reason we chose to support her is, one, she's really a beautiful woman, a beautiful soul, fighting this battle pretty much on her own. And we want to support her in that. And we're going to ask if anybody out there has a big heart and would like to support her as well. So Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
So tell me, what kind of cancer do you have?
Stage 4 breast cancer.
And when were you first diagnosed?
Over 6 years ago.
Wow.
Well, in 2012.
And so currently, so was it stage 4 when you first diagnosed or different stage?
No, my first diagnosis was stage 1. I did a lumpectomy and a sentinel node removal. Mm-hmm. Chemotherapy wasn't on the table, but I opted out of radiation and continued with natural therapies. Okay. And a year later, I felt another lump. And I was misdiagnosed. I was told it was a fibroadenoma. So back then I thought, oh gosh, I've been doing all this stuff. I'm fine. The year after that, which would bring us about 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with 5 tumors in my right breast and 3 lymph nodes.
Wow. Unbelievable. So now it's stage 4. What are you doing for treatment now today?
Right now, well, during those times, I actually had improvement and did natural therapies, was diagnosed stage 4 a year ago. And right now I'm working with a functional medicine doctor and I am doing insulin potentiation therapy. It's called IPT or low dose chemotherapy. I started that January 8th and it has been amazing. There's no side effects like conventional chemotherapy because they're utilizing insulin to drive the chemotherapy into the cell. So you don't lose your hair, you don't get sick, no side effects. And following it up with some natural IVs and homeopathics. So it's the positive results as far as the tumor that I metastasis I had in my skull has literally gone from the size of half a walnut down to like a couple of pieces of rice. Wow. And a metastasis in my jaw that was causing no feeling. It's called the mental nerve in my chin. Completely numb, like coming out of the dentist, you know that feeling?
Yes.
I had that started in November, and after the fourth treatment, that completely resolves.
And how are you paying for this?
I was blessed at that time to have a friend help me because I've exhausted all my financial resources and continued to do the natural thing. So I thought it worked, but this is a little bit more aggressive, and it's also supportive because it's backed up with some immunotherapy. So I am just so pleased with the results in the breast tumor shrinking. I have full range of motion in my arm. Things are just, you know, they're visually, you can see it. So it's been an amazing experience because I did have that chemo stigma, but this method, which I would recommend everyone to look into, has been positive so far. So
what is your weekly cost to do this treatment?
It is about over, it's about $1,600 a day. And right now I'm down to 4 treatments for the month of February. I've already paid for one. I can pay for one more. And so after folks, that, I'll be relying on friends, family, and the goodness of strangers to try to help me out to continue this.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. Folks, I got to wrap this up, but we're going to do a more in-depth interview with Karen, and we're going to post it at lovefrommargo.org, and you can hear more about her story and what she's going through. What we're attempting to do is, you know, like I said, the Love for Margo Foundation has already pledged $2,000 to her. We've already delivered $1,000. We're going to deliver another $1,000. That's just a drop in the bucket for the cost of this natural treatment, which insurance doesn't cover. And if anybody out there is dealing with cancer, or someone close to you, I suggest that you look into this IPT, this insulin potentiation therapy. Basically, what they do is they lower the blood sugar in your body to really, really low, almost put you in hypoglycemic shock. And it's so because cancer lives on sugar, that's what they eat, that's their fuel. And so they take it way down and then they inject sugar. And so the cancer cells go running for the sugar, but they also inside the sugar or with the sugar, they put chemotherapy. So instead of flooding the entire body with all this chemotherapy that kills all the good cells and the cancer cells, now we're really targeting the cancer cells. But so it's not as evasive. It doesn't do as much damage to the immune system, and it really helps to fight the cancer cells. But it's expensive, and insurance doesn't cover it. So if you would like to, Karen has a GoFundMe on her Facebook page. It's Karen Hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R. And also GoFundMe.com. She has a GoFundMe. She's trying to raise $20,000 to get through the treatment for the next 2 months and hopefully get back into remission. So if you have a big heart or if you've been touched by cancer or you just love helping people that are going through a tough time, you know, I hope you can support her with this GoFundMe like we have at the Love for Margo Foundation. So Karen, I look forward to going deeper into this interview. Thank you for being on the show and we'll be right back. Listen, if you were touched by Karen's story or you've been touched by cancer yourself or lost a loved one like I have and you want to help support this young lady beat this disease, you know, I really believe you'll be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. So you can go to GoFundMe.com and search her, Karen Hopper, or you can go to her Facebook page and there's a link to support her with the GoFundMe. Like I said, the Love for Margo Foundation, we've already pledged $2,000 to help her treatment, which frankly is a drop in the bucket. So that's why we're reaching out to others for help. And again, if you're interested in supporting me in this work, I am looking for some volunteers, eventually become a paid position. You can email me at mike@mikemurphyunfiltered.com. So I'm super excited to bring you our next guest. I'm building this detail Detox Retreat Center in Medellin, Colombia. And in that process, I started Googling, you know, detox centers and detox experts and stuff like that. And I run across this this site called the Detox Dudes. And it got my attention. And then I read the story about the young man that started it. And I got to tell you, you know, I usually don't read that much. It's 3 or 4 pages of story, it felt like. But it just captivated me every sentence. And it just drug me along, how powerful, how sick, what a great life he had, how sick he became, how desperate he came to heal himself, to go to any lengths, and how he found the magic formula, thank God. And now he's helping others to detox all this toxicity that, you know, we learned about in the first hour and much, much more, from vaccinations to the food we eat, to the mercury in our teeth, so on and so forth. So I just want to welcome to the show, Josh Mason. Welcome, Josh. Okay. Cat, Josh.
Hey.
There you are.
Oh, there's my video. Can you see
me? There you go. Oh, there you are, man. You're looking, huh? Hard to believe this guy was so sick at one point. Look how handsome he is today and healthy and vibrant. Josh,
thank you, brother.
Tell me that story. Tell our listeners that story that I read on your web.
Oh, yeah? Okay, what's my time frame?
Well, you got to break it. You got to give it to us in 90 seconds.
Oh, geez. Okay. For real? 90 seconds?
Okay. Two and a half minutes.
All right. Give me a couple minutes.
All right. There you go.
All right. So 2013, prior to 2013, I was living a pretty normal life. I was living in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, working in corporate America. I was a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion and Pan American champion. And I was just doing all kinds of cool stuff. And all my external variables were in place, right? And October 2013, I had a total mental and physical breakdown. It was basically in a 2-week period of time, I started experiencing severe panic attacks, severe anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, insomnia, heart palpitations. I mean, you name it. It was basically as if somebody was holding a gun to my head. That's how I felt 24/7. And
This came out of the blue, right? You got the normal life and then boom.
There was a slow degradation that I couldn't be present to because there was too much noise. But in hindsight, I recognized there was a small degradation. But at the time, it was like a 0 to 60 in 1 week, 10 days.
Wow. And then how desperate did you get? I know you went through it with your parents. They thought you were crazy and you're basically losing your mind. You got so desperate, you're going to go to Africa.
Yeah, I spent 3.5 years traveling around the world. I lived in the Amazon jungle for almost a little under a year total. Drank ayahuasca, 32 times and did deep, deep meditations and spiritual work and fasting. I would fast for 12 days at a time on a regular basis. Enemas, float tanks, supplements. I spent over $160,000 on my health over the course of 3.5 years.
Wow.
And doctors and specialists, et cetera. And then at the very, very, very end, I was getting ready to check out. I had one last option before checking out, and that was to go to Africa to take Iboga, which is an even more powerful, I put that in quotes because who knows what's more powerful, but it blasts you for 36 hours, and it's supposed to be a hallucinogenic reset. And that was my last chance before, checking out. I was actually going to go fast in the woods in Gabon. I had my plane ticket. I had my visa. I paid the shaman. And I said, if this doesn't give me some resemblance of harmony, I wasn't looking to be healed fully. I just needed some resemblance of a breath back. And if it didn't work, I was going to kill myself in the Gabonese jungle. I had truly gotten to my wit's end.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you out there, probably not a lot of you, but some of you resonate with what Josh is saying. I've met many people that get these strange illnesses that the doctors can't diagnose, but they're just, and then people think they're crazy. Like, it might be fibromyalgia, it might be Lyme disease, it might be what Josh was going through. And they get so frustrated. But this man was so desperate. He literally was going to go to Africa, take this mind-blowing medicine, plant medicine, to try to heal himself. And if that didn't work, he was literally just going to wander out into the desert and starve himself to death. That's called desperation for health. That's just called agony and pain. For 3.5 years, he tried to fix this. So then what happened? How did you find the problem? And then how did you address it?
And by the way, the reason I was going to fast in Gabonese jungle is because I knew that suicide did not have good you know,
karma.
I thought maybe by fasting my way out of this life that would be,
or getting eaten by a lion.
Yeah. Something like that. So what happened after that is, I came across a woman's story named Connie Fox, and she's a beautiful angel of a woman. We still keep in touch to this day. And she had a story written out on her website. It was a pretty short story, maybe 3-4 pages. But keep in mind, up until I read this story, I had read hundreds of books on spirituality, on shamanic illness, on disease, on the brain, on bipolar, on all kinds of mental illnesses. And nothing resonated with me. Nothing. The level of torture that I was experiencing, the level of minute-to-minute panic and heart palpitations and electricity shooting through my body and my brain, nothing that anybody spoke about was like, oh, this person's going through, right? When we find someone who has gone through something that we're going through, it's like someone throwing us a line. And we feel that line coming our way and we're like, holy shit, this dude has gone through it. This dude or this woman has gone through it. Right. And it's a resonant frequency that you can feel, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't feel that with anyone. I talked to some of the best holistic psychiatrists in the world, and no one to me was like, really could look at me and feel me and say, okay, I know what this dude went through. So basically,
What was in Connie's material that resonated with you?
The way she described that when a cabinet door would close, it felt like a bomb was going off in the kitchen. When a door would open, or if somebody would talk to her, the level of acute sensitivity that is only a severe mercury poisoned individual could understand. I mean,
which is, by the way, what you finally diagnosed yourself with. Then.
Yes.
So you might want to elaborate a little on
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah. So I got to the point where, I read her story and finally was like, okay, this is the answer for me. Like this, I have to be dealing with this thing because nothing else has given me any relief. And I got a hair test, and I got a mercury hair test, which that's a whole other school debate. You know, it's not that accurate oftentimes. When it's very high, it's accurate, but oftentimes it gives you a false low. So I'm not going to tell everyone to go out and get a hair test because it's not conclusive evidence, but my hair test was off the charts, literally off the charts.
Like how many, what percentage?
It was 5 parts per million. It was actually off the chart. The chart goes up to like 0.48 or so.
Holy moly.
It was off the chart. And the woman who I spoke to on the phone was like, dude, like, are you alive?
So what did you do? Eat a light bulb or something? How did you get all this mercury in there?
A lot of sushi. I did a lot of all you can eat sushi. I had a lot of salmon and tuna. I had tuna fish was my core meal in college.
Wow.
It was cheap. Vaccinations, and of course, mercury fillings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So wow. I had those mercury fillings taken out 2 days before finding Connie's story.
Oh.
Knowing very little about mercury and mercury poisoning, but I knew that if it was my last chance on earth, that I wanted to remove all possible variables that are interfering with the spirit of the Iboga plant.
Yes.
I didn't remove them for the mercury. I removed them because I learned about like galvanization and how it can be causing currents in my mouth. And I was like, I'm not going to be a pure antenna of spirit. So I got to get these out.
Right. Yeah. So the bottom line, all this pain, all this suffering, this destruction of your life for 3.5 years was because of mercury poisoning.
Yes. Mercury poisoning. And of course, you know, deep, deep trauma and deep psychological wounds because these mercury and parasites, by the way, I had hundreds of worms come out of me throughout that process and severe leaky gut. But all of these things are intertwined with trauma and faulty blueprints for life and, you know, and issues and stress. It's not like just the mercury affects all individuals equally, right?
So what you're saying is perhaps without some of those traumas, some of those wounds which weakened your immune system, with a stronger immune system, you may have been able to fight off some of the effects of the mercury poison. But with all this going on, it just, your weakened immune system because of the trauma, the mercury overload toxicity, it just was destroying you, killing you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Those levels would destroy almost anyone, but they potentially wouldn't cause that level of symptoms. Maybe it would just be like debilitating fatigue, right, for others. But I mean, even Tony Robbins went through mercury poisoning. I think he had less mercury than I did. And And, you know, he was debilitated and he's one of the strongest dudes on the planet.
Exactly. That's a great point, man. This guy's 6'7". I mean, he's got more energy. I mean, I followed him for the last 30 years because of his energy primarily. And because, you know, he used to be a vegetarian and then he started eating, I think it was
swordfish
and tuna. And so that's pretty much all he ate every day. And he got very, very sick from mercury poisoning. So if it can happen to a guy like that, it can happen to a guy like Josh, it can happen to any of us. So then what happened? So now you got a diagnosis, and then what did you do?
And then I started a detox protocol, right? The first step is to heal my severe leaky gut. Mm. I had leaky gut so bad, every single thing I ate would ferment in my stomach. I would be nauseous or have diarrhea or constipation. My stomach literally looked like I was pregnant for basically almost 2 years.
Mm. Do you think that was the mercury poisoning, or could that have been glyphosate, other things, or?
All chemicals and heavy metals, they irritate the mucus layer and compounded over time creates leaky gut.
Okay.
And of course, improper food combining and stress and not chewing our food thoroughly, but for 3 years, I was taking care of all of those things.
And you probably know better than me, but I'm going to speculate that there's a lot of people in this country with leaky gut, because almost every time I go to dinner with somebody, they want a gluten-free menu.
Yeah, probably 95% of this country has some degree of leaky gut, maybe 100%.
Which is causing inflammation, which is causing all kinds of other problems in the
body. Immune overload, yeah, immune system over-response, all of that, yeah.
Okay, so tell us what you did to fix all this.
So for my leaky gut, I started taking, you know, I had done little things here and there, and that's kind of the rebuttal I get a lot of times. Like, hey man, I've taken licorice root. I've taken, you know, fiber. I've taken psyllium husk. No, the level of leaky gut that I had, I was taking 8 or 9 different supplements, slippery elm bark powder, acacia fiber, colostrum, liposomal colostrum, lectin binders, I'll get into gut binders a little later. What else? Marshmallow root and,
any charcoal?
Yes. I'll get into those binders in a minute.
Okay.
So there are kind of different classifications.
Gotcha.
So these are all aloe vera.
So what you're doing to heal, you want to heal the damage there and soften the blow, right? Initially,
you want to reduce the inflammation and soothe the mucus layer help the mucus layer grow back, but you also need to bind to all of the toxins that are floating around in the gut. You could do all the leaky gut stuff you want. You can take all of the anti-inflammatory supplements you want, but if there are metals wrapped up in the mucus membrane, wrapped up in old stool, old mucoid plaque, then all that does is consistently get reabsorbed in the bloodstream and consistently deteriorate the mucus layer. So the gut healing, I make smoothies with all of those gut healing supplements. The last two I mentioned were aloe vera and butyric acid. And then another piece of the puzzle, a crucial piece of the puzzle that literally felt like I was taking Xanax with how good it felt for me, like how it calmed my nervous system and what it did for me, was taking binders, okay? Binders are negatively charged substances. Some are man-made, some are natural, like clays and zeolites are found in nature. Charcoal is another one, but it's actually, you know, man-made through the husks of coconut shells. So I take coconut, charcoal, zeolite, a clean zeolite. I like green clays and BioPure. Bentonite clay, microchitosan. You know, they did a study with chitosan that they actually had a dookie bean go up in space. NASA did a study and there was chitosan in the soil and it actually helped the plant survive. The plant without chitosan died while traveling out in space. So anyway, chitosan, citrus pectin, bamboo charcoal, all of these I mixed together. Microsilica mixed together in a big shake, you know, 20 ounces of water, and I would fill it up with a glass mason jar and shake it up and drink that first thing in the morning.
I'm curious why you get this like Xanax effect from that.
Not everybody will, but for me, what my core issue was that I had so much mercury in my intestines that basically I was just circulating mercury on a second to second basis.
Wow.
So I could have taken all of the passion flower, valerian root and kava that I did for 3.5 years that didn't do for me. But what I really needed was actually something to remove the metals from my intestines. Bind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. So what blows my mind about you is how you've become such an expert. You know, I always say to people, you know, who do you want to learn to ski from? The guy that jumped on him the first time and gracefully skied down double solemn, double black thing and never fell and never got hurt, or some guy that broke every bone in his body and now is the greatest skier in the world. And so Josh has been through pure hell. And like our guest last week, Marsha Weider said, and has lived to tell about it. And so now you are such an expert on this detox. What drives you? What's your passion? Most people say, okay, I'm healed now. I'm going to go live my life. But for you, this is your passion to help people to detox.
It's my passion. And I won't go as far to say that I'm healed, because I don't believe we're never fully healed. Healing is a constant evolutionary journey. And I keep diving deeper and deeper and peeling more layers of the onion. But my passion is getting to the levels of depth that other human beings haven't explored. I want to be a pioneer in the field of health, of wellness, and recovering from debilitating illnesses. And I want to merge together and bridge together. You know, some people think that if they're not super sick, that this type of stuff can't help them. And it's only for people who are dying, right? The truth is that this is biohacking on steroids. Okay, this is true restorative healing. When you get to the inside the cell and remove heavy metals and plastics and all kinds of chemicals and glyphosate from the cell, there's no amount of biohacking that could possibly create that level of sustainable health. So for me, I'm all about getting to the root. What's real? What's really underneath there? And not just in terms of the body, you know, the spirit, energy. I'm exploring everything, you know, and putting it all together to try and be I want to become a master at the body, the mind, and the spirit. And I want to help people who no one else can help. That's what drives me. The number one answer to that question is the people who have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've had people spend over $1 million on their health before coming to me. I want to be the one to help those people when everyone else has given up on them. That's what I want. And that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Which I love about you. And so here's what I see. I see a guy that went through this immense suffering to where it almost killed him, that went through it and not only has healed his body, now has this enormous energy, this vital energy, because as you just said, your cells are so detoxed and so clean, your mitochondria just has so much energy, you're vibrating at a higher frequency. And I sense that that's led to some sort of spiritual awakening in you as well and taking you deeper into the heart and the soul and the spirit. Is that true?
100%. I always tell my clients and on my YouTube channel to hand the baton off to spirit. We don't want to be detoxing and obsessing about detox for decades and decades.
Right, right.
What we want to do is we want to clean this antenna. We want to clean this receiver of consciousness to be able to tune into the correct frequencies. Right now, we're tuned into all low vibrational junk frequencies. That's right. Why nobody can experience joy or happiness. We clean this vessel, start tuning into the right frequencies, and then you hand the baton off to spirit. Talk about manifestation techniques. I've read your book freaking 5 times and I recommend it to every single one of my clients. But the manifestation techniques are infinitely more powerful when you actually clean the vessel first.
Absolutely.
Because you're a pure antenna for that sort of stuff.
So. Well, because in the law of attraction, you're using the power of your thought and your mind, right? And if it's foggy and all clogged up with chemicals, it's not functioning that well. And we're not going to be able to manifest as powerfully and as quickly as we desire, right? Because we're going to have these energy blockages.
Totally. Totally.
Let me ask you this, because this is something I'm still investigating myself. And you know, I think we've had a few talks and I know you have strong opinions, and this came up from an email from the last show, is water. You know, what is the best water for the human body? You know, we're 70% water, at least we start out that way. And so is it distilled? Is it spring? Is it reverse osmosis? Is it ozone? You know, in your opinion, because I know water is vitally important to all this. Mm-hmm. So what's your opinion on water?
Yeah. So of all of the years of research I've done and experimentation, I've discovered that my favorite two waters are distilled water and spring water, and splitting it up in some sort of ratio like 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, whatever. It doesn't really matter. RO water is generally, it's very stripped and it's not negatively charged. So it has no minerals, but it's not negatively charged the way distilled water is. So it doesn't grab onto crystals and deposits and all kinds of inorganic minerals. So I don't like RO water. alkaline water, which let me tell you, is a multi-million dollar industry with Kangen and all of that stuff. All they're doing is artificially alkalizing the water with like titanium and copper plates. So you're actually just pulling in titanium and copper ions into your body, and it tricks the body to becoming more alkaline for a year. And that's why people feel amazing on it. But long-term, it's garbage. So there's other kinds of water that we can explore, but really the four that come into, you know, the equation as far as analyzing which waters are the best are those four that I just mentioned. The reason spring water is incredible is because it is loaded with life force. Okay. It's also loaded with algae and minerals and all kinds of antibodies, right? All kinds of, blanking on the
good bacteria.
Yeah. The things that help you get adapted to your local area, antigens. So, it helps with allergies, especially if you're drinking local spring water. So spring water is literally, imagine an aquifer, an underground lake that's been there for thousands of years, untouched by human contact, right? Coming back up through the surface of the earth at a spring site. That water is loaded with life force, loaded with minerals, and it's God's gift to humanity, if you ask me. So amazing is spring water. Now, people say that spring water is bad because it's loaded with inorganic minerals from the soil, from the rocks, etc. So the way I counteract that is by drinking distilled water. Distilled water is what, for anyone that doesn't know, is just water that's boiled, gone through a tube, and then cooled, and you're left with pretty much, when distillation is done correctly, pure H2O.
And isn't rainwater pretty close to distilled water?
Yes, but
it goes underneath the ground and it gets the mineral, right?
Well, it's actually grabbing pollutants on the way down.
Okay.
But at one phase, it is pure H2O. It's the hydrological cycle of the earth is actually a distillation machine.
Gotcha.
Right? So distilled water, when done correctly in a stainless steel distiller or an industrial distiller, you're left with virtually pure H2O, which is negatively charged, which is going to grab onto toxicity. So some people say distilled water takes minerals out of our body. So there's a balance, right? You can remineralize distilled water with all kinds of different trace minerals. Right. That's what I do. I drink spring water and I drink remineralized distilled water in the morning. And then in the rest of the day, I drink regular distilled water without remineralization.
And where do you get your spring water?
My spring water I get from Mountain Valley Spring or like Shasta. There's Eternal Shasta Spring. In Portland, I had a spring 20 minutes from my house.
So you would go and get it out of the ground yourself?
Yeah.
And I think there are maps that show where the springs are.
Findaspring.com.
Okay, findaspring.com.
You can find a spring in your area. You want to check the TDS, make sure it's not too high, or otherwise it's going to be a hard water. That's too much calcium and too much minerals for long-term use. And you want to get it checked for bacteria and viruses. You can use a website. There's different websites.
Now, this might be a stupid question, but let's say I go to findaspring.com, right? And I go get spring water. If I put it through a Berkey machine, is it going to take out this stuff that's bad for me and leave the minerals in, or is it take it all out?
It's debatable. I think a big Berkey is good water as well. I like it better than RO, but it's going to take out a lot of the minerals.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not an intelligent filter, you know? So I don't necessarily think that's the right move. Spring water, I like drinking just pure, you know?
Okay. So I'm going to buy that spring, the brand that you mentioned. Now, how do I get my distilled water? Do I buy it in the plastic jugs or can I make it myself?
If you buy in those plastic jugs, it's going to pull leach plastic into the water. So that's not good long-term. Talk about erectile dysfunction, all kinds of issues that people have. That's from plastic in the body and, you know, feminization of men, plastics in the body. So basically what you would do is you would go to Aquanui, myaquanui.com, and you would get their stainless steel countertop distiller. And you can use my code if you want. You get 5% off. I am proudly an affiliate of them. They're the best distillers I've ever
found. What's your code?
Detox Dudes.
Okay.
And they're the best distillers I've ever found. And they're fully stainless steel, made in the USA. Other distillers are made in China and they're plastic. That's the best distiller. For spring water, you can get delivery to your home with Mountain Valley Spring, by the way.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me ask you this. The first hour today, we had on a gentleman named Dane Wigington that's has a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. So he's been working with chemtrails and the stuff they're spraying out of these airplanes, which is basically barium, strontium, aluminum. And so in your case, you had to extract the mercury. So let's say we have these other chemicals. How does chelation work? What's the best way to go about it, in your opinion?
Yeah, so my favorite methods of chelation, and by the way, those are tricky because those are nanonized particles, right? The aluminum is nanonized aluminum.
So super small is what you're saying.
Super, right? Super tiny. Typical chelation, and this is debatable, I don't know this for sure, but typical chelation doesn't even address the glyphosate and the nanonized particles from chemtrails. So the way to handle chemtrails specifically is something called nanonized zeolite or micronized zeolite.
Which is mud, dirt?
Zeolite is created when lava meets water and you're left with this mineral rich clay basically that binds to toxins. And then my friend Jason actually puts it in a micronizer, which actually makes the particles smaller and smaller and smaller.
Okay, grasp
goes on. Into your bloodstream directly.
Yeah.
So the nanonized zeolite is very, very powerful. There are some other products for sale like TRS and nanonized zeolite from Dr. Pompa. And other of my favorite ways to chelate heavy metals are things like cilantro juice, wheatgrass juice, wasabi extract for mercury in the brain, EDTA suppositories. And you can make your own suppositories. This is what I teach my clients, how to make their own suppositories and insert it rectally. It's far superior to anything you take orally. And then of course there's synthetic chelators like ALA, NAC, liposomal glutathione, MSM. These all combine to create powerful chelating effects. But I would say the most well tolerated amongst all of my clients are things like cilantro juice and EDTA orally and rectally. But you want to make sure that you're doing gut healing and binders before you chelate. Everyone thinks the move is to get rid of all this stuff, right? That'll make you sicker and sicker and sicker. And it's the reason I have an amazing career right now is because everyone is doing things ass backwards. And I'm one of the only people who have gone through enough suffering to say like, dudes, what are you doing? And why are you doing that? It makes absolutely no sense. Despite what all the textbooks say, or despite logic, which is to get rid of the poison, right? That's our logic is get rid of the toxins, but it's not how it works, honestly.
So what I hear you saying is you got to address the gut first.
Yes. In all cases.
And then, so I know that's very, very important. You know, many people think it's our real brain. But what about the mouth?
The mouth has to be addressed big time, big time. So everyone should go watch the documentary Root Cause. There are tons of issues that we can be dealing with in our teeth that are corresponding to meridians in the body. Mercury fillings, okay, root canals and cavitations. So root canals, if you get a tooth pulled, it's the only place in the world, it's the only part of the body and the only thing in the world where we leave a dead organ inside someone's body, right? And basically—
And let it decay.
And the immune system can't reach there because the periodontal ligament is left intact. It's literally a membrane that blocks the immune system from coming in. You're left with necrotic tissue. And they did studies on those tissues. And let me tell you, 100% of root canals are toxic. And the studies that they've done show that it's like worse than botulism, right? It's like all kinds of crazy, crazy bacteria. So you want to make sure you go to a holistic dentist and get your mouth checked. You get the 3D cone beam scan. You can get your root canals fixed and cleaned with ozone. Cavitations are what I'm dealing with right now, by the way, Mike.
Me personally.
Yeah. It's happening for me right now. I started having intense pain in all four wisdom tooth extraction sites. And I had it for years, but it started to get worse and worse. And then I watched that documentary Root Cause and I said, you know what? I really got to learn more about these cavitations. The amount of information that's out there on how degrading these things are for our immune system is just fascinating. So I'm actually going to Texas in 2 weeks and getting all cavitations taken care of by one of the best in the world, Stuart Nunnally. And I had my 3D cone beam scan. All four are infected. And he even was able to tell me that he's like, oh, your bottom right one is the worst, isn't it? And I said, yes, absolutely. And the crazy thing is that they're all corresponding to meridians, right? I believe these bottom teeth here on the wisdom tooth sites are corresponding to the sacroiliac joint. And you know my journey for the past 13 months, Mike. I went through back injury.
How is it? How is it now?
I'm doing amazing. Oh, thanks good. To the Beamer.
Good. All right.
Not BMW. The Beamer, the PMFP.
Electromagnetic frequency pulsation machine. Okay, let's do this. Because first of all, I have 100 more questions here for you, and we only have a couple minutes. So hopefully you'll come back on again, number one. Number two, hopefully your back is getting fixed and we can do a retreat in Mountains of Hope in Medellin, Colombia soon.
I'm ready now.
Okay. So folks, you know, stay tuned. We're going to create this amazing detox retreat where Josh is going to work with detoxing the brain. And then I'm going to work with creating the intentions for the perfect life for you and put them on paper and recording them and understanding how energy, vibration, frequency really works to bring you the most beautiful life. So he's going to take care of the physical and we'll both work on the mental and the emotional and create a show you how to create a beautiful life. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we can pull that off soon. So I know there's a number of ways to work with you. One is a consultation and then hire you as a coach. Mm-hmm. Two, I know you have a fantastic online course as far as the detoxing the body. And I know you just created a most powerful online course on how to sleep better, which believe me, if you're not sleeping well, you're not going to feel well. So please elaborate how people can find you, work with you in the next 90 seconds or so.
Yeah. Go to thedetoxdudes.com and you can see all of my things. I sell a course that includes some one-on-one time with me. I also do intensive one-on-one long-term coaching. I hold retreats 1 to 2 times per year. And I also have a YouTube channel, which if you're looking for all the free information you can get, I have hundreds of videos on there, The Detox Dudes on YouTube. And then my new course on sleep is coming out in the next 4 or 5 days. I'm super, super excited about that. I was a severe insomniac and it just came to me like 5 days ago. I was like, how have I not created a course on sleep? I sleep like a baby these days. I forget what it's like to be suffering like that. So that finally was just like, I need to write this out. And it came out beautifully. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm really looking forward to all this, Josh. Everything you're doing, I'm looking forward to working with you deeper and doing these detoxes. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, Josh Mason is the real deal. He really, really had the deep suffering and he lived to tell about it. And now his passion is to help you feel better. And I know many of you have illnesses and you have no energy and you're not feeling good. Odds are it's toxicity and odds are, you know, a consultation with Josh and hiring him as your coach and doing that, you're going to get better. That's almost 100% guarantee. And in the meantime, if you don't have the money, you can't afford to hire him as a consultant right now, go to his YouTube channel. There's so much information there. Go to his Facebook page, get on his mailing list, follow his work and do your own research. Listen, everything he learned researching on his own. So you can learn everything he knows. He just had a really big why, a really big motivation called saving his life to do it. So Josh, thank you for everything you're doing in the world. I can't wait to work with you and get deeper into this and share this again. Hopefully you'll come back on the show soon.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. I'll be back anytime.
All right, buddy. Hope to see you soon.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it for the Mike Murphy Unfiltered Show. We just have another minute or so. I just want to remind you that, and Josh mentioned my book, The Creation Frequency, which is selling all over the world. People are loving it. It comes with a free app, Apple, iTunes, or Google Play. Read the book, download the app. It's free. Create a much better life. But if you want to go to a deeper level, and if you just really want to understand the science behind this ancient teaching of the law of attraction and manifesting our intentions, then how everything that comes into the physical reality starts as a thought and a desire. It's the only way. And once you understand how you work and how the world works, then you can zero in on those intentions. We teach you how to create a system that will just bring you a better life. And so we invite you to take the course. It's $397. If you use the promo code RADIO, all capital letters, RADIO, you get a $200 discount. That's $197. Remember, I paid $350 for this information. For about 20% of the information I'm going to give you, I paid $350 in 1982. through the mystery man who taught me these principles and how to change my life. And I want that for you. So for $197, you get that. You get the book for $10. The app is free. And we're going to donate $100 in your name to the Love for Margo Foundation to help the youth that are going to go out and create a better world for us and also support women that are suffering with cancer. So that's it for me, Mike Murphy. Just thank you. I hope you tune in next Thursday. Remember, our shows are always archived at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. If you want to learn more about the creation frequency, that's also at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com, or you can go to thecreationfrequency.com. And if you want to learn about what we're doing in Love for Margo Foundation, our 501c3, or if you want to see our farm in Medellin, Colombia, it's mountainsofhope.com, and you can see everything we got going on. And until next time, go out and make it the best day of your life.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy, unfiltered, unfettered, unflinching, unafraid, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next unfiltered show next Thursday from noon to 2 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on Mike Murphy Unfiltered Radio. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.